It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, I'm just chilling. I got off a four-day run out in the jungle. And
4-day run in the jungle? What was that about?
Well, that's for everybody to figure out. I'm sure you can do the math. You know what I'm saying?
I can't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a dime, it's a nickel, it's something to tickle, you know?
So you're on, like, some kind of adventure. We can just say that.
Yes, sir. I'm Santa Claus, and I'm, like, the middle Santa Claus as well.
Okay, and so you are currently Santa Claus, or what'd you say?
I'm kind of like Santa Claus, but I don't wear all that red.
You are wearing a red jacket right now.
Dude, I'm wearing red and lime green today. I don't know what happened to me, like a Jello. J-E-L-L-O, I don't know.
You do look like a big piece of Jello.
Yeah, the girls are out today, man. They're looking hard, too. I love it.
So wait, so you dress like this so you can stand out to the ladies?
No, I dress like this because people drive like shit, y'all. He's like, I'm like a walking sign. You will not hit me. I swear to God, you won't hit me.
Wow! All over the place.
How many cars do you have to get hit by in your lifetime in order to start thinking, you know what? I need to start dressing differently so I don't get hit by cars anymore.
Colors only.
I just want to go back to that jungle. Right? Is that a drug thing?
Yeah,
or is that like he was actually, is he Tarzan?
I don't know.
And
there's tickling Santa Claus. Yeah. I
mean, there's a middle Santa Claus.
Yeah. Right, apparently.
What?
I think he has, with all those things combined, like the jungle adventures, the two Santa Clauses, Jell-O was thrown in there. He could make a great children's book.
Good point.
He should sign a deal.
And very good lesson to kids. Don't get hit by cars.
Do not. Oh, yeah, I love that.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, just trying to see about my man. Free YM. You know, your money, man. Not guilty. What's that?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand a single thing you said. Can you clarify with me?
I said free my YM, man. You're a trapper, all the man. There is some that ain't do, man. Sad.
I'm going to just tell you something. You smell a little potent.
My cigar.
Is there anything particular in that cigar that you'd like to share? Are you okay?
Yeah. I gotta go, but...
That's the sound of a high-end cigar, typically.
You're literally standing in front of the courthouse. There's police officers. There's foot traffic. And you're smoking illegal substances in the middle of an interview.
Oh, that was a cigar.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll believe that it's a cigar. Straight from Jamaican cigar.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a Cuban. Those are illegal.
No.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm actually just passing by, but, I mean, later today I'll probably be going to the studio and doing some music.
Oh, you're a musician?
Yeah, I do producing, recording, mixing, and mastering.
Oh, got you. What's your mic name?
J-Dust.
J-Dust. Okay, cool. And why do you call yourself J-Dust?
Because I'm a crazy white rapper like cocaine.
So the dust is means blow.
Right.
And the J means?
Justin.
Justin Blow. Well,
kind of like that.
Yeah, okay.
Not really.
Okay. Jose managed to talk him out of his own rap name in 30 seconds.
It's not as hard when you say it like that, bro.
So, what do you mean? Do you mean cocaine? Sir?
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I just got here to observe how people are speaking their body languages and how they make lies.
So, why the courthouse?
It's part of my curiosity. That's why.
Not gonna lie, that's a little freaky to me that you just come here and observe people out of your curiosity.
I love Jose Brooken?
Yeah, Brooken.
Yeah, I love listening to you guys make me laugh.
All right, very cool. I'll let Brooken know that you love her.
All right, thanks.
Brooken! It makes sense, Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooken.
Oh, man, I like Brooken.
Yeah.
I'll go with Brooken.
Well, I think it's interesting how he came to the courthouse to learn how people lie, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I love your show.
Yeah.
Brooken.
Yeah.
You believe me?
Okay. Good point.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Dealing with some work. Drama.
Drama? Uh-oh. I want to hear about it. Tell me what's going on.
I quit a job, dispute over tools, employer ends up with my keys, employer ends up running me over.
What? With what?
With his truck.
Whoa!
Yeah, I tried to step in front of it to stop him from leaving with my keys, but here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
I now have to pay for the damage on his truck because I did it maliciously.
What? Wait, so you got hit by a truck and you have to pay for the damages to that truck?
I don't know. Apparently, the upside to this is I kind of feel like a superhero in a little bit.
So what are you going to do now with your newfound superpower?
Let's see. I'm going to go home and smoke some weed.
Man, I thought the radio industry was drama.
Yeah.
Ganja man stepping in front of incoming traffic thinking he can stop a moving truck.
Just going to tell you, that superhero is going to be late when you need him.
That's what you're doing at the courthouse. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.